Carl, there's been a lot of things that have come into play during the last few months because of the recession we're experiencing, and there's no one critical factor, I don't suppose, but we read about the Madoffs of the world. Did you find or do you believe that there's a need for a new corporate leadership that's ethically based?
I think that was one of the strongest results, one of the strongest findings from the poll. Really, as we move forward and we're going to get through this crisis, at the other end, the question is, what kind of leadership will have brought us through this, and what kind of leadership do we expect at the other end of it? And the survey found, I think, very strong evidence among the American people that they expect a new kind of corporate leadership that is strongly committed to ethical values and ethics in their business practices. And so if there's one message to take away to corporate America, I think it is that what a courageous corporate executive or CEO must do in terms of ethical leadership, both for himself, driving it down through his corporation, and then within, could we say, the industry or the corporate community, not being reticent to articulate strong standards.
What kind of traits are we looking for in a major corporate leadership? What kind of traits do you think our leaders need to possess? And do you think this would have made a difference in our current recession had we had more people of that caliber?
I think it would have made a great difference, because one of the issues here is the confidence of the public. And it's not simply confidence in the question of the free market system, but it's got to be confidence in the people who are making the decisions within a free market system. After all, that's what the free market system is about, decision making. And even if you go back to Adam Smith, the hidden hand, that was a moral hand in many ways, according to Adam Smith. And so for this system to work well, people have to have confidence in the moral values of the people at the top and the people making the decisive decisions along the line. So it's very important in restoring confidence.
Well, Carl, what do you think it'll take to change that culture and mentality in the business world, that currently says to many people, get yours while you can and leave the mess for somebody else to clean up?
Well, I think there's a responsibility on the part of both corporate executives and consumers and investors that they insist that it not be business as usual, that there be higher standards. And I think you can point to many leaders in corporate America in terms of executive decision-making. Peter Drucker is a perfect example of this. I mean, Drucker was very strong in speaking out, saying he didn't believe there was such a thing as business ethics. He believed there was only personal ethics, and that a person's ethics had to carry forward into his business decision making, and it had to be, had to be strongly committed to that. And I think you can replicate that many times. Those individuals have to stand up, and they have to speak out more, and they have to insist that they do business with individuals who have the same type of commitment. And investors have to be cognizant of it and also to demand those kind of high standards.